Hello, welcome to an episode of Freedom Fry Hi-Fi, coming to you on Radioactive International, radioactiveinternational.org. Streaming on the internet anytime you want, broadcasting live occasionally in North Dublin. So if you've just tuned in and it's your first time in the show, I'll explain a little bit what I do. I pick records up out of the trash cans and thrift stores and dollar bins of Philadelphia, or if I'm on the road. I don't restrict myself to one city. Anywhere I go, I pick up records. And then I put a radio show together. So it's a mix of the good, the bad, and the ugly. Usually very eclectic. I don't like the term world music. I really begin to bug the term ethnic music, I guess. Vernacular music. Music that is foreign to me. A mix of that, and sometimes get some soul and some reggae. Every show I aim to do something a little bit different. Anyway, opening up tonight, we had a samba recorded 1974 in Rio de Janeiro called Macanamia by G.R.E.S. Portela. And now we're going to have something from Lata Mangeshkar, from an LP issued in the U.S. on Capitol Records, Modern Motion Picture Music of India. Lata Mangeshkar and Hemant Kumar with chorus and orchestra. And the tune we're going to have is Mandoli Mera Tan Dolly. Why does she love the sound of the bin? Listen and you will find out.
Yeah.
was a lengthy track. Lengthy, especially because it was a solo bagpipe record. But I like to feel, because it's freeform radio, I'm free to play whatever I feel. And that was Lament for the Children, from, taken from the Folkways album, Scottish Bagpipe Tunes, by Pipe Major James McCall. Recorded in the early 1960s, I believe. Except probably that was the latter, Mangeshkar, Mandoli, Mertan, Dolly. I'm going to follow up with a little bit more piping. And this piping comes from Iqbal Jogi and Party, from the LP Authentic Music of the Snake Charmer. And it is, it's Authentic Music of the Snake Charmer. Thank you. So it's not going quite the way I planned. I pulled out 45s and 78s and a couple of LPs, and I thought I was going to do like a real sort of quick eclectic mix, but I ended up playing a lot of epic tunes, which I'm hoping is going to work on the other end. Well, you can tell me. Any feedback is appreciated. here on the page, or you can find me on the Twitter, Freedom Fry Hi-Fi. I also have a Facebook page to which I advertise every week, which I never even use. So you know what? Just Radioactive International, or follow up with me on Twitter if you want to comments, feedback, ask any questions. I'll do my best to answer them. I'll tell you there now. Can't tell you much about that last record I played. The artists are not credited on the LP. I did Google around. They're unknown artists recorded in Egypt, perhaps in the late 1960s. Violin, nay, with percussion. From the LP, Music and Melodies of the Arab World, Egypt, UAR, on Arab Tune Records. And before that was another track from an LP on Arab Tune Records. This Nay player by the name of Bashir Ab El Al. And he was Syrian. Is Syrian, because he's still alive. Don't know what he's up to these days, but I did manage to find out something about him. So, guess what? I'm here. It's the last song. So, I'd like to give my thanks to you all for listening. Spread the word if you like what you heard. Come back next week. It'll be very different. I might do an all 78 show next week, or an all 45, just to break it up and bring some new music out there. But I'm hoping this set of sort of extended vernacular pieces works well together. I'm aiming for making a more cohesive show. Doesn't always work out. I'm just back from vacation, so it's been a little hard getting back into the rhythm. We're going to end with a psychedelic piece from a group called The Tea Company from New York, recorded in 1968, called Flowers. And that's it. It's the end. You're all excused.
Flowers in love.